A moment with the Salvos, finding freedom.
What do we do when we're feeling empty? Author and counsellor Cherie Hill has some insights for us.
There is no greater emptiness that a person can experience than being separated from God and out of relationship with Him. We tend to get caught up in temporary pleasures, only to find those short-term joys turn into long-term pain and suffering. We are clinging to life, and when we do that, God has promised in Matthew 10:39 that we'll lose our life. He tells us that if we'll forget about ourselves and look to Him, we'll find both ourselves and Him. When you're lost and going the wrong direction, you need to know three things. One, you're believing the lies of the enemy, which are keeping you from God and the abundant life He's purposed you to live. Two, there is a deeper need that must be met than the one you're trying to fill. I've once heard a pastor say about sin, "What's the need for the deed?" Your greatest need is to be in relationship with God. The emptiness you're trying to fill with things of the world will never be filled. You will only become emptier. And lastly, God is pursuing you with His grace. The very fact that you're listening to this right now is evidence of His love and mercy reaching out to you in order to call you back home, where you'll find joy, peace, and rest from the weary life you've been pursuing. Don't keep believing the lies of the enemy. Make the decision today to turn to God and accept the unconditional, unending love He has for you. And if you need His promises to encourage you in your new direction, be sure and visit scripturenow.com.
For help finding freedom, call 13 Salvos or go to salvoscounseling.salvos.org.au.